If you have been in practice for a reasonable amount of time, I suspect that you have treated Class 3 adult patients with combined surgical orthodontic treatment. How stable is Class 3 combined surgical orthodontic treatment? Would the answer be different if you are looking at mandibular reduction surgery versus maxillary advancement surgery? In an article titled "Evaluation of Relapse After Orthodontic Therapy Combined with Orthodontic Surgery in the Treatment of Skeletal Class 3" by Inken Frederik Dahan et al., which appeared in the September 2013 issue of the Journal of Orofacial Orthopedics, attempted to answer this question. In this study, the authors evaluated a total of 30 patients who had undergone orthodontic treatment combined with orthognathic surgery. To be included in the sample, the patients had to be treated with mandibular setback surgery alone or combined with maxillary advancement. Rigid fixation was used on all patients, and lateral cephalometric radiographs were obtained before surgery, after a maximum of 3 days post-op, and after 6 to 12 months. The surgeries were performed at the Center of Dental, Oral, and Maxillofacial Medicine, University Hospital, Schleswig-Holstein, in Kiel, Germany. In the conclusion of their article, the authors stated that stable treatment outcomes were observed in the vast majority of their treated patients during follow-up examinations, and that maxillary advancement procedures were found to be less susceptible to relapse. They also concluded that mandibular setback distances correlated positively with the degree of relapse, that is, the greater the mandibular reduction, the greater the likelihood of relapse. They also noted that there was no statistically significant difference when procedures conducted in both jaws were evaluated versus in the lower jaw only, and that the extent of maxillary advancement did not relate to the amount of relapse. I am reviewing this article for this month's program because I think it is a good example of why it is necessary to read an article in its entirety as opposed to just looking at the conclusion section. The sample for this study was based on a total of 30 patients, and only 6 of the 30 patients had only mandibular reduction surgery, which obviously is not a large enough sample to make conclusions about this procedure. When the authors evaluated stability of the surgical procedures, they determined that clinically relevant relapse was relapse by greater than 2 millimeters or 2 degrees, which was observed in 21% of the patients treated with maxillary surgery and 27% of those who underwent mandibular surgery, which they felt indicated that the maxillary advancement procedures are more stable. Based on this data alone, it would indicate that approximately 1 in 3 patients who underwent only mandibular reduction surgery would have clinically relevant relapse, which in my mind does not justify their conclusion that stable treatment outcomes were observed in the vast majority of their treated patients during follow-up examinations. This article is a good example of why randomized controlled trials are necessary to make scientifically based conclusions for various research questions. From my personal experience, I believe that a vast majority of Class 3 combined surgical orthodontic procedures are stable, and that maxillary advancement appears to be more stable than mandibular reduction, so the conclusions of this article appear to me to be reasonable. However, they didn't appear to be based on good research protocol. You can find this article in the Journal of Orofacial Orthopedics.